Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. After a month and a half of round-the-clock inspections, SEPTA says the regional rail car checks ordered by the feds are finished. But that doesn't mean riders will see immediate relief from canceled and crowded trains. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With hours to spare, the federally mandated fire safety inspections are finished, says SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer.
We have completed now the point-by-point inspections of our 223 Silver Liner 4 regional rail trains ahead of the deadline set by the Federal Rail Administration by hours.
With the final train behind him at the Overbrook Maintenance Yard, Sauer said the delays in packed trains will continue because about half of the 50-year-old Silver Liner 4s are still out of service for repairs. He said SEPTA expects to return 5 cars to service each day. Crews are also installing thermal detection systems to alert operators of fire danger.
Sauer says it'll still be until January before regional rail service returns to normal levels. One of the defendants arrested for fatally shooting Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez and wounding his partner 2 years ago took the stand today against his co-defendants. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us,
through an interpreter, Alexander Batista Polanco says he, Yobrani Martinez Fernandez and Hendrick Pina Fernandez and Jesus Madeira Duran drove to an airport parking garage on October 12th of 2023 to steal a car. He said he knew Yobrani and Hendrick as Yo-Yo and Henny, and that when they broke the window of a Dodge Charger and tried to reprogram a key fob, that's when Sergeant Richard Mendez and his partner interrupted them. Gunfire rang out. Mendez was shot 4 times and died. His partner was shot in the arm and survived. The 23-year-old told jurors he saw his best friend, Madeira Duran, fall to the ground, shot twice. He said they raced him to the hospital where he died. He says the three then hightailed it to Central Jersey, where they torched the car they were driving and stayed at a hotel for a few days.
He pleaded guilty last week to lesser charges, a point the defense hammered at during cross-examination. Defense attorneys tried to poke holes in his story and question his plea agreement with prosecutors, but he told juries he is afraid for his and his family's safety. Philadelphia City Council has canceled a hearing on Mayor Sherelle Parker's affordable housing initiative, delaying the program indefinitely. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Several council members wanted changes to the mayor's spending priorities, but administration officials showed little flexibility during a sometimes contentious 5-hour hearing on Wednesday. With no agreement, Council President Kenyatta Johnson recessed the hearing rather than call a vote on the housing plan.
We're just still doing our due diligence. We're still reviewing the proposal. Obviously, you saw that there's a variety of different questions that members want to see answered.
The hearing was supposed to resume Monday, but a council source says discussions with the administration on the changes members wanted were going nowhere, so reconvening appeared pointless.
Mayor Parker had campaigned on affordable housing and made the $2 billion home initiative the centerpiece of her second year in office.
She had hoped to sell bonds for the program this month, but another delay is likely to push the sale into next year. The Montgomery County DA's office says a Plymouth Township police officer was authorized to use deadly force when he fired at a driver who was seen on video intentionally trying to run him over several times. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
It happened around 12:30 p.m. on October 24th in the Doubletree Hotel parking lot on Hickory Road across from the Plymouth Meeting Mall. Investigators say 21-year-old Dalton Janicek from Brushdown Road in Lower Gwinnett had called 911 that morning saying he was going to blow up a police station and, while in a Mercedes SUV, had refused to stop when police tried to pull him over several times for erratic driving. When a Plymouth Township police officer pulled behind the Mercedes in the hotel parking lot, charging documents say Janicek backed into him. And when the officer stepped out of the SUV, Janicek accelerated directly at him. That's when the officer fired six shots into the windshield of the Mercedes. The complaint says Janicek tried to run the officer over three more times as the officer tried to apply a tourniquet to his own leg before Janicek drove out of the parking lot and slammed head-on into another police car, injuring that officer as well.
Janicek remains in custody on charges including attempted murder and aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. A New Jersey man is the first person known to have died from a meat allergy triggered by the bite of a Lone Star tick. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with an expert about the disease.
The 47-year-old got violently sick last year after eating a steak during a camping trip, but he recovered and did not consult a doctor. A couple weeks later, he died after eating a hamburger. Researchers at the University of Virginia tested his blood and discovered that the man had contracted alpha-gal syndrome.
Recognizing the trigger can sometimes be difficult to start because the onset of the symptoms is so delayed from the exposure to the food.
Dr. Manav Sigal with Chestnut Hill Allergy and Asthma.
If the individual becomes allergic to that carbohydrate, alpha-gal, from that point forward, you can develop allergic reactions to red meats, which also contain alpha-gal.
The infection spreads to humans through the Lone Star tick, which Sigal says is migrating north from the southeastern U.S. There is no cure for alpha-gal allergy, and Dr. Sigal urges you to carry an EpiPen with you if you are diagnosed. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.